In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He does not break the crushed reed, nor quench the wavering flame. Today, my friends, we have come to the conclusion of the Christmas season. In 3 short weeks, in less than 3 weeks, we have come from the manger to the River Jordan. And just as those people who lived 2,000 years ago counted themselves fortunate to see an increasing revelation of who God is, so we, Christians in the third millennium, have been able to rejoice in these past 3 weeks of discovering again the revelation of who God is. God works gradually. That is the lesson of these past 3 weeks. That was the lesson of those 30 years. In the manger, it was just Our Lady, Saint Joseph, a few shepherds who adored the Savior. Next, at Epiphany, the light shone brighter as kings from the east came to worship the newborn Savior. The light was beginning to spread. Now today, at the Jordan, crowds hear the message of who this man is. He is the beloved Son of the Father. This way that God works, gradually revealing who He is, gradually revealing who His Son is, and what plan He has for our salvation, is a way God humbles Himself to teach us according to a way that we can understand. It's not as if Jesus is now discovering He is the Son of God. He always is, and He knew this. But He is gradually unfolding for us, who are slow to believe often, He is gradually unfolding for us the mystery of who He is. And what more beautiful title could we give our Savior than the beloved Son of the Father? So Jesus was baptized to show us who He is. We are baptized to become like Him. From all eternity, our Savior is the Son of God. But at a particular moment, perhaps at this font here at St. Mary's, we became a child of God. And we now, thanks to God's generous gift, participate in the same life as our Savior. What we received then was like a seed planted in a field that could not spring up immediately, but was meant to grow gradually until it produces good fruit, beautiful flowers. This is true perhaps in each of our lives, especially when we think about what we believe and what we live. A few years ago, I was very fortunate to meet an elderly lady who had raised a large family. And as most young mothers are, she was very busy, especially when she was first married. But she made a commitment to grow in her knowledge of the faith. And so every night, after the kids were washed and in bed, she would spend an hour or so reading papal encyclicals, the teaching documents of the Holy Fathers, to grow in her faith. And when I met her, my goodness, she could teach a course in theology. She was a very intelligent woman, and she had made that commitment to grow in her faith. But it was a gradual growth. But it started with a firm commitment to believe what the Church taught. Because this gradualness of God's plan, this gradualness of what He reveals to us, must start with a firm act of faith on our part. This also applies to our moral life. Perhaps it's difficult for us to follow everything the Church teaches. That doesn't mean we stop following it, or that doesn't mean we pick and choose what we follow. Perhaps we need to accept that it needs to be a gradual return to living as the church teaches, but it can never mean a picking and choosing of what we believe to be true or what we believe to be good, because that sets ourselves up as an authority rather than making ourselves what we are, a follower of Jesus. So as we continue with Holy Mass, let us ask the Lord to continue to gradually reveal to us his truth and his goodness, so that as the years go on, as this day goes on, we will see more clearly and follow more nearly the Lord who has been baptized today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.